Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakraborty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Occupy Boston protesters in Dewey Square are rounding out their second week of round-the-clock demonstrations in Boston's financial district.
Their numbers will swell later this hour when members of the Greater Boston Labor Council pay a visit to show their support.
The newly elected president of the AFL-CIO of Massachusetts, Stephen Tolman, paid a visit to the Occupy Boston encampment earlier today. He spoke to us from there.
It's a rainy day. They're all kind of hunkered down. They've even got a library set up so that, you know, the people can have access to books. We came down here and brought some supplies. We brought some more tarps. We brought some hand sanitizer, some flashlights, and some batteries. Organized labor is in support of their protest and is in support of their message, and that we came down just to be there and let them know that more people care about them and understand what they're trying to do.
Mr. Tolman, I wonder, what do you think the message is?
The message is there's something wrong in the financial industry, and we need to pull the blankets off. We need to look at what's going on, and somebody has to be held accountable. So many people have lost so much, and there's no explanation. And I think it's very important that they're saying, hey, there's a problem here. Healthcare's on the rise, going through the roof. College is going through the roof. Retirements are in jeopardy. They're taking more and more away from the middle class. And you got to give these young people credit for standing up and saying there's a problem here. And that's what I see the message is, that they're saying that the middle class can't be squeezed anymore. And especially with what's going on at the top, with all the finances, nobody is being held accountable.
You know, I think it's really interesting to me that labor is now paying more attention to the Occupy Boston and Occupy Wall Street movement, because please do correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems that at least in recent years, unions haven't really been drawn to public protests, public sit-ins that may have a radical edge to them. Does this signal a change in what organized labor sees as maybe effective tactics to get messages heard these days?
Well, you know, they can tie the decline in the trade union movement very closely to the decline of the middle class and to working people. And I'm a newly elected AFL-CIO president for the state of Massachusetts. I'm honored to be out here. I've got two executive vice presidents. One is a lawyer, another is a firefighter. They're honored to be out here. It's a rainy day out here, but I'll tell you what, there's no sad faces. There's a lot of heart in every face I see here, and they believe in what they're doing.
Mr. Tolman, I feel like you come from a very interesting perspective, because not only are you now head of the Massachusetts AFL-CIO, but you spent quite a bit of time in the Massachusetts legislature. Are there any things that you think your former colleagues in the State House, you know, should be doing to repair what you see as are the ills in the economic system?
Well, let me just say this, that many of them have already been down here. In fact, one of my colleagues, I'm resigning today, so they are still my colleagues, but one of my colleagues' daughter has been down here from the very beginning. I mean, many of my colleagues are just run-of-the-mill, regular middle-class people who are working hard every day, and they see the injustice. They see the injustice going on, where healthcare is almost becoming like another mortgage for some of the people around here, where retirement packages are going to be like dinosaurs if we don't stop the trend. We need to take a closer look at what's going on in America, and I think this is the first step in doing that.
Well, I wonder if you think subsequent steps should be in terms of policy, because it seems as if in recent years, policy has actually been moving maybe in the opposite direction that organized labor might want it. There's been so much attention to the benefits that public employee unions get. There's been the push nationally to create more right-to-work states. I mean, is there anything you think in Massachusetts that the State House could actually do in terms of policy and legislation?
It's one step at a time, and yes, absolutely, we have an agenda we're going to work very closely on as I transition into the AFL-CIO. And one of the main agendas is getting everybody under one umbrella, so we're speaking with a united voice. And another one is to reach out to constituent groups and activists in communities, and in particular, organizations like this that are standing up for an injustice. And that's what the AFL-CIO has to reach out to, because that's who we are. We are the caretaker for the middle class. We want to make sure that people are not mistreated and that there is a justice system that works properly for the middle class. And frankly, this is a good protest. This is nothing wrong, you know, with what they're doing down here. In fact, I admire it.
Stephen Tolman, new head of the Massachusetts AFL-CIO, speaking with us today from Dewey Square at the Occupy Boston tent encampment. Thank you so much, Mr. Tolman.
Thank you very much. It's an honor.
stay with us, because up next, we take a fresh look at the Boston Miracle with one of its architects.
And listeners, there's still time to join our growing virtual book club. All you need to do is download this year's One City, One Story submission by Richard Russo. It's the short story, The Whore's Child.
And you'll want to do that, because then you can join us for an online chat tomorrow at noon to discuss the story. There are all the details you'll need at radioboston.org. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.